call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Welcome to Love and Inspiration with your host, Roy Cotton Jr. on 102.7 FM. And of course, broadcasting live from out of PJD3, 102.7 FM on Backstreet, beautiful St. Martin. Remind you that this show can be heard every Sunday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time on 102.7 FM, PJD3. And that is online at pjd2radioSXM.com. If you do miss an episode of Love and Inspiration, you can listen to a rebroadcast every Sunday on voiceofthecaribbean.net, and that is at 8 p.m. and on Monday mornings at 10 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time. If you do want to listen to a new episode of Love and Inspiration, go on to Bashani Radio app. That's Bashani Radio app. That's on BashaniRadio.com, and listen to Love and Inspiration every Monday at 3 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And on there, you'll be able to listen to episodes of Love and Inspiration at any time, or listen to other great episodes of radio shows on the Bashani Radio app. And Love and Inspiration is going out to 2.2 million listeners around the world. As usual, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you amazing guests on the show that will definitely empower you wherever you are listening. And without a doubt, today is no exception to the rule, especially since it is Father's Day. And wishing all of you a happy Father's Day, wherever you are under the sound of my voice. I've got two young dynamic fathers on the radio show today. And I'm talking about the young man that I respect very, very much. So, and that's Leonardo Richardson. That's right, Mr. Leonardo Richardson, who is on the show. And also Anthony Danray. And Anthony, I have also a lot of respect for him. These two young men, you're going to hear from them as two young fathers doing an amazing job, I would say, for looking after their family. So keep it locked in here as you hear all about what they have to share with you. This is going to really move you, this show today. Leonardo Richardson is a passionate international musician and entertainer. Based in St. Martin, Leonardo has traveled all over the Caribbean, the Netherlands, and St. Martin for live performances, professional recording sessions, and tours. He prides himself in his technical abilities and musical versatility, able to bring a room to life, actually, with his beats. Leonardo Richardson, welcome to Love and Inspiration. How are you doing, my brother?
How you doing, Mr. Cotton? Pleasure to be here. Pleasure to be here, man.
Fantastic.
Thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome. Always a pleasure to have you on Love and Inspiration. I know you've been on before, and it's really nice to have you back on here. And we're going to talk with you in just a little bit, but I just want to also just let listeners know about my other wonderful guest on the show. I'm talking about Anthony O'Neill DeAndrey. He is a husband, father of two beautiful children. He's also a musician and founder of LNA Glamour Photo. He was born and raised in Guyana. And as far as I understood, on the 16th of January, so he's January born like myself, in the year of 1989. I was not born in 1989, but I'm still young. Anthony has been residing on the beautiful island of St. Martin since 2009. And on July 9, 2011, Anthony was married to his love of his life, Leanne Danray, and she is the founder of LNA Multi-Services. Besides his passion for photography, Anthony is also into videography, and Anthony finds great pleasure in spending quality time with his family, cooking, traveling, and last but not least, music. He believes that his passion for gospel music grows each day he awakes and experiences the goodness of his Heavenly Father. With his love for gospel music, he aspires to one day have his album that will bless the world and draw thousands to Christ. Anthony, welcome to Love and Inspiration. How are you doing?
I am doing very well, Mr. Roy Cotton Jr. Thank you so much for this privilege, for this opportunity that you've given me to be on your show.
Fantastic. Always a pleasure to have you on the show, Anthony. I know you've been on the show about roughly 2 years ago, and that was a very powerful life story that you shared along with your wife, which we'll just talk a little bit about as we go along on the interview today. Now, today's Father's Day, young gentlemen, and I thank you so much for being on the show. Happy Father's Day to both of you, young gentlemen. Happy Father's Day to you.
Happy Father's Day to you. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers listening. Those that are also spiritual fathers, I just want to wish you all the best. And may God continue to give you the grace to do this mighty, mighty work of fatherhood.
Fantastic.
Very much agreed.
Fantastic. So, Leonardo, let me start with you. You are a dad, as we were talking about that in the beginning, and I just want to hear from you. First of all, before we get into that, tell us a little bit of how you got into music, because I know you as a really amazing drummer. How did you get into music, Leonardo? Let's hear a little bit about that and your background.
Okay, well, I got into music through church. You know, God led me. I truly feel that God has led me into this field because prior to doing music or experimenting with any instrument, I was not interested in any sort of music, any sort of live music. I was never interested in that part of the art. My mother moved to a Pentecostal church and saw the drummer playing, and that was it. You know, God really led me to learn that instrument. He taught me to have a sort of a addiction and passion to the instrument. So, you know, I truly believe that God has led me to do what I do, and I enjoy what I do. I love my career with a passion, and I'm just feeling blessed that He's allowed me to, you know, discover a passion that I didn't know that I had before the instrument.
Wow, that is amazing. And as I listen to you, Leonardo, I just have to just let the listeners know that I have such respect for you when it comes to music. And when I see you in action drumming, you do that so passionately, and you're just really, really good. And I always say to you, you know, you are the man.
And I refer to you as the man as well, so it's always a back and forth. It's never a win-win scenario.
That is true. That is true. One of these days, someone will have to give in and say, hey, definitely you. I take my hat off. Absolutely.
Yeah, we need a competition.
Fantastic.
We need a special parade for that.
And Leonardo, you know, growing up on St. Martin as a young man, what can you share with the listeners on how has that journey been for you? Because I believe you're in your 20s, or if I'm not mistaken, maybe late 20s. And
late
20s, that's right. And seeing how things has evolved, what has it been like for you as a young man so that listeners right now around the world can have an idea of what life was like for you, Leonardo?
Well, my life was pretty. I'd say regular.
Uh-huh.
I grew up with a brother and a sister and, you know, two parents in the house. So I had a great example from a young age and still up to now. So I now pride myself and see myself as privileged to have and see such great examples with a father and a mother in the house taking care of, you know, all of us in a way that, you know, keeps us sharp-minded and on track to deal with the world today.
I see. And how important would you say that is, Leonardo, for the time that we live in now in the 21st century? How important would you say that is? Because I can imagine that for some persons, they may not really think that it is important. What can you say about that, Leonardo?
I'd say it's very important. I feel like, you know, the older generation, I don't know if they would disagree with me, but I feel like this generation and raising a child in these days are way more difficult because we have more things to be concerned about, dealing with social media and all of those things, and really controlling what they watch and what they don't watch and what their friends are doing here. And they're more exposed to, the children today are exposed to way more information than you know, I was, and I'm sure that my parents were. So I know it's going to be a difficult journey living in these times, and with them being exposed to so much information. And, you know, there's good information and there's bad information. It's just to keep track is what I'm trying to say, to keep track of everything that they are taken in.
Yeah.
I think that that's going to be a sort of a challenge, you know.
Mm.
So that's how I feel about them growing up in this day and age. I think that it's way more difficult than it was.
Right. As you say that, Leonardo, this is something I can't really help asking you, because I acknowledge that for the mm-hmm. time that we're in and how challenging it could really be for children growing up now compared mm-hmm. to the past. But moreover, mm-hmm. Leonardo, you are still young yourself. You're in your 20s. So mm-hmm. I can imagine that this is really interesting that you are acknowledging that, seeing that what is happening, but at the same time, yeah. it's not like you are older, but you are still in your late 20s. So
yeah.
that is really interesting that you see it that way, and still you're not far off from that age group.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like I said, I had great examples of what my parents raised me in a very down to earth way, uh-huh. and very logical way. So I'm able to see, what's the agenda on different cartoons. You know, when I used to watch cartoons, I'm sure there was different subliminal messages, but it wasn't as much as now. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, you might see a cartoon, but it's not really a cartoon. So these days you have to really sit down and look at the cartoon and see what's the agenda, what is my child going to learn from this. Mm. And that's why I fully believe in what the Bible says. You need to train up a child in the way that they should go. And a lot of parents, they let the child lead. And the agenda, I feel like the agenda of this time is to let the kids lead, and the parents need to take a step behind. Whatever makes the child happy, they do, and they're not allowed to really lead. So when you lead, when a parent leads, it might seem not logical and not normal as it was when I was growing up. Mm. So like I said, good examples. I had good examples, and to have this understanding for different things as in today.
Yeah.
Like I thank my parents, and that's the way I'm going to raise my kids.
Wow. That's really so powerful what you shared just now, Leonardo, and so real. And as I stay with you fully, and I'm pretty sure the listeners right now, it is so very interesting to hear you speak that way, and being mm-hmm. that you are also too, in your late 20s as a young father, and yes, stating something that, most of the time we would say, hey, listen to what our dad or mom is saying about, yes, in our time when when we were being brought up. And look at that. You would yeah. never think that today's self, you would be speaking like that.
Exactly.
It's interesting.
You know what are the things, because one of the ultimate goals of my life was always to be a dad. That is and was a goal of mine. And so I had a long time to think about these things. I wanted to be like my father. He had three kids, and I looked up to him. Oh, I want three kids too. And how he raised us and how my mom raised us. I felt right now I'm raising them. I'm not going to say the shit in the same style. So I'm taking what they did right
uh-huh.
and seeing what they did wrong uh-huh. and just bettering that lane.
Right. That's really important because mm-hmm. your children should be able to have a fair enough experience in their childhood growing up, and a fair
exactly.
enough of parent relationship
with
you. That's right.
Exactly. Mm,
that's
exactly.
Really
that's the most important. I want my kids. I need my kids to have a great relationship with me, because if they have a great relationship with me, I can be effective as the leader of the house.
Yes.
And they'll be looking for outside, you know, influence. Oh, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? I need to be the first one they come to when they say, oh, what do you think about this? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
When it comes to any situation. That's what I believe.
I follow you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Love and Inspiration here with Roy Cotton Jr. With both my guests on the show, Leonardo Richardson and Anthony Danray. And they're both, I would say, very much so respected young fathers doing a great job when it comes to leading their family. Anthony, let's hear from you. We just heard a while ago from Leonardo kicking off the interview, and he shared about his experience growing up. Now, we know that you are from the beautiful country of Guyana, and you're living here on Samaritan for some years. Talk to us a little bit, just giving us a synopsis on what has it been like for you growing up, and today now, being a father, so that we can get a bit of an idea on that experience. And then we're going to move on to really the beautiful meat of the matter of this interview today. Go ahead, Anthony.
Well, thank you again for that privilege, Mr. Roy Cotton Jr. Growing up for me in Guyana was a very, very, very strict one. Those who might be familiar with, you know, how a Guyanese parent would raise the child, I mean, the discipline is, it's very, very... very, very high. And so growing up in Guyana, apart from the discipline, one of the things I grew with is unconditional love. I must say, my mom and my father, they knew how to love me. I mean, I felt special growing up. Up until today, I still feel special. And so that was very important for me. And today, as a father, I know how important that is, or that is going to be for my kids. And so one of my ultimate goals is not only to give my children that love, but to surpass that love. Yeah.
Wow. You know, I'm so really happy that I'm having this conversation with both of you on Father's Day. And wherever the listeners are right now, they are definitely not moving from their radio or online because they want to hear more. You know, this is interesting too. When you think about it, two of you, right, as fathers at this point in time, both in music, having two different backgrounds where you came from, Anthony from Guyana, Leonardo from St. Martin, and stating that even though there was a specific way how your parents brought you up, you have chosen consciously what to take from them and what to add in from you, and to make it a very unique and powerful and beautiful mix that your children will be able to receive the best experience.
Correct.
Between you as their father and them as your children. Is that correct?
Correct. Correct.
Yes.
Correct. And you know, I agree. I must agree with my brother. And he was saying earlier that he took what his mom and dad shared with him, and now he's adding his own little touch to it. And I think that is so needed today, like he mentioned, with all that our children are exposed to, we must be very, very creative in the way we bring our children up. We have to be creative. We have to be as creative as possible because, I mean, I believe the enemy is being creative of the strategies he used to win our children's mind over to him. And so as parents, I believe our role is, you know, we have a lot to do. We have a lot to do. So we have to implement what our parents taught us and, of course, go the extra mile to make sure that we are being creative and, you know, we're just keeping that connection with our children as strong as possible. I really believe, like my brother mentioned, and I'm going to reiterate what he said, you know, if we can build that bond and make our children know how much we love them, listen, they're not going to go outside for advice. The advice, they're going to seek it from inside of the home. And so I really believe we got to be as creative as possible in bringing up our children.
Mm. Yeah. You know,
fully agreed.
I can appreciate what you're saying, Anthony, and what I'm going to home into right now is so very key. So as you follow me on this, my two wonderful young gentlemen on the show, the fact is, right now, in this time that we live in, the 21st century, with all that is happening around, really, the key thing is that a child or children should be able to really feel that love coming from their father, right, that overrides that aspect of fear, because it's so easily said, oh, your father's coming home, and then when you look, a child or children get scared because daddy's coming home. That should not be, actually, that when a child is at home with a mom or such, that it has to be, that it's a sort of way of getting the child in order, because
I think the fear factor.
Yeah, yeah. It should be, I would think, it should be the father factor, that children should be able to say, hey, I can appreciate when daddy comes around. I can appreciate when daddy is here, because what daddy gives me is an amazing combination of love, discipline, but not overdone, that I have to live in fear.
I totally agree with you, and not to cut you, Mr. Wycotton Jr. One of the things I do, and I believe I'm still successful so far, because I believe my son is never fearful when I'm home. When I come home from work, he's always excited to see me. Uh-huh. One of the things I've been doing, and my son is going to be 4 in November. Yeah. One of the things I've been doing, and like I said, I believe in discipline in a child. I so believe in discipline in a child. There's so many different ways in discipline in a child. And forgive me if I'm going ahead of you. One of the things I believe in is schooling my child. I believe in hitting him. As long as he's not, you know, doing what I know he knew he was supposed to do. And one of the things I always do after, every time I scold my child, I call him and I said, come and hug daddy. Give daddy a kiss. Daddy had to do it because daddy loved you. Mm-hmm. And this is what daddy went through when he was small. And this is what daddy's like this today. And so I believe even when you discipline your child, you might, you know, take away an opportunity from them. You must sit with that child and speak with them and let them know that you have to do this for their own benefit. And one day they will realize why you've been doing it.
Mm. Exactly. I fully agree with that. With that. I mean, it's chastisement with vision, with initiative, with reason.
Mm. I like that, Leonardo. With vision, initiative, and what's the other one? What's the other one?
What did I say?
You said discipline with innovation.
Innovation
and
innovation with vision and with love. Let's put love. but with direction, they need to know. They need to know why why this is happening. So so they know. I don't fully agree with. They should be afraid when they know that they done something wrong, and they should look forward to the chastisement, because that shows you that they know that you're on track, that you're on track with what you're doing, so they understand. So I don't believe in doing that all the time. Sometimes I believe there's a time and a place for everything. There's a place for the belt and there's a place for the voice.
I understand. And moreover, if I'm following you correctly, the main thing is, and you said it earlier, is having dialogue with your child or children and explaining why one should not do this or what the consequences is for such. Because it's so easy nowadays to just let a child do whatever and then after say, whatever, but you did not explain to a child that there's a reason why I take this away from you. There's a reason why daddy has to speak to you about something, but it's about really having that dialogue. And you, I believe, very much so, and also as a therapist, one of the things that you get better cooperation from is a child that actually has been able to hear and receive and have that communication with his or her parents. Or parents, and be able to have reasoning at the level that they are, to have an understanding that this is why this happens. This is why dad says, don't touch that or don't go there. And just say, leave that alone or whatever. Because then it makes the child become curious. And when they do things that are curious, then you can't blame him or her. Because you did not actually have proper dialogue for there to be reasoning and understanding.
Absolutely.
I am loving this conversation. What about you, gentlemen?
I'm loving it. I love this. I love this. I love to share, you know, however, I mean, my fatherhood is strictly dependent on Christ. I literally go to Christ almost every day and I say, God, how do I do this? Give me a strategy. How do I overcome this? How do I help my son in this? You know, and so I share it. It's a privilege for me. I'm enjoying this, man.
Now I'm taking advice from you because I'm not as far in the fatherhood stage yet. So I'm listening and learning.
I think I'm also learning from you, my brother. Even though you know you're just started in the fatherhood, I'm learning from you, man. You said some things that really stood out to me as well.
So I appreciate that, man. I appreciate it.
And you know, as I listen to you two fathers, this is so interesting because you may not recognize what you just said, and everyone who's tuned in right now and is not moving from their radio or wherever they are listening is for the fact that Anthony. As it is, you have your son now for 4 years, and absolutely. You, Leonardo, you only have your son now for a few months. But as you listen to this,
months.
11 months,
wow.
And just to think about it, you, Anthony, who is 4 years more experienced as being a father, is being able to learn from Leonardo, who is only 11 months being a father. And Leonardo, you, who is 11 months only being a father, is being able to learn from Anthony, who's 4 years a father. So it shows, actually, at the end of the day, we're never too old to learn, and we should be able to humble ourselves, no matter
what,
to learn from each other.
Exactly. Always be teachable.
Absolutely.
But let's even take it a step higher, gentlemen. Because Anthony, you said earlier that Christ plays a very important role in your life, and I believe also the same for you, Leonardo. But let's zoom in into this right now, because I know the listeners are right now to the edge of the seat to hear what I'm going to say. Anthony, you said, Anthony. Very much so that you go to God to ask him, Father, how should I handle the situation with my son? Now, if I look at this very carefully, and ladies and gentlemen, stay with me wherever you are under the sound of my voice. Anthony, you have demonstrated that even though you are a father with a responsibility over your earthly child, being an earthly father, you are humble enough, and hear this well, where humility comes in, you're humble enough to go to your heavenly father to ask him for advice on how to, for you being an earthly father, to be able to guide and discipline your child that he has given you a responsibility over. Now explain that to us.
Now, for me, Mr. Roy Cotton Jr., and to all our listeners, this is one of the things I would advise, or if you ask me my opinion, to be an effective father, you first have to be connected to your Heavenly Father. And the reason I say this, because our Heavenly Father, he sees things that we cannot see. So how are we going to be effective if we're leading and we're not taking leadership from somewhere that is seeing the things that we cannot see? So for me, to become an effective father, we need to take first the leadership of Christ. Now,
of course,
father's responsibility is to first seek the will of God for his children. That's our first responsibility, to seek God's will for our children. And because I understand this, so I don't have no other choice. I have to go to my father 24/7, you know, for guidance, for leadership, and on how, you know, I continue to become a very good father to my son, or an effective father to my son.
Wow.
Understood.
Leonardo, thank you, Anthony.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Leonardo, what would you like to say, actually?
Well, I might, my way of doing things is simply this. Me and God's relationship is very, it's very down to earth. So basically, when I'm making a decision, he always leads me, and he knows where I am. So it's not always so I might not always be like, oh God, what to do. He always shows me what to do, how to lead. You know, so that's my relationship with him in every, like, not even not even just fatherhood, but every aspect in my life. Like, I know that I've been brought up in this from, you know, from a baby, from since I was in my mother's womb. So, it's second nature. I can't not include God and know that I never feel alone in any situation, you know, in any tough situation. I never feel alone. I always know that He's there. I've never questioned His will. I've never said why me, because, you know, I know better than that. I know better.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Leonardo, I really appreciate what you shared a while ago, because you both have brought two very important point forward to all the listeners right now. And that is being able to walk in the will of your Father. And knowing the fact, the importance of walking in the will of your Father, you can never go wrong, because your Father's will for your life is the best. So that translated over to you being a father of your children, that is that you would do everything in your power for your children to be able to walk in your will. However, bearing in mind that they will have a mind of their own as they develop, and free will, that they will make a choice of their own, but at the same time being able to be conscious of the fact that the will that my Father has for me here on earth as my earthly father is only the best.
Exactly. Correct. I mean, there's a lot of situations where outside people might come in your circle and say, oh, I think you should do this for your kid. I think this is best. But at the end of the day, it's my mindset towards that is, you know, I'm going to have to stand up in front of God and testify about how I led the children that He blessed me with, because He trusted me with them. That's how I see it. He trusted me with them. So I need to make sure that they're led in the right way. And I mean, so far, my decisions are always confident, because God is always included. Right. So yeah, when it comes to making decisions, it's not as hard for me. I know how people do this without God, make decisions without God. And I just don't get it.
I see. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Love and Inspiration. Here on 102.7 FM with your host, Roy Cotton Jr. And it's Father's Day, definitely Father's Day. And I'm connected with two really amazing young fathers. I'm speaking with Anthony. That's right, Anthony. And he is a young man that I respect, Anthony Denray. He is a photographer. He is the CEO of LNA Glamour Photo on St. Martin. He was born in the beautiful country of Guyana. He is a husband, father of two beautiful children. He's a musician, and he is a professional when it comes to photography and videography. And I have worked with him, and I know he does amazing work. Also, too, I have Leonardo Richardson on the show here with me. And Leonardo Richardson is a very well-known and respected musician, drummer on the island. He has traveled to various countries. He does an amazing job, and I always recognize him as the man in control, doing a great job. And one of these days, when I grow up, I want to be just like Leonardo Richardson. Let's look at something really very important now, that we're going to take the listeners on a very, very important journey. Now, Anthony, a few years back when you were on my show with your wonderful wife that God has blessed you with, Leanne, you know, you were on my show in 2017, where you shared a very true story of where Leanne gave birth to your first son, who's 4 years old now. And at that time, there was a medical emergency where she went into a coma. And basically, it was, you know, that she passed, but there was a miracle that she was alive again. And that if persons want to listen to that interview, please let me know. And that can be arranged, of course, by you being able to listen to that interview from back in 2017. Now, fast tracking, Anthony, today your son is 4 years old. Can it be considered that your son is a miracle baby, Anthony?
Absolutely. I would definitely say my son is a miracle from God. I mean, going back to 2016 when he was born, I mean, it wasn't an easy one. It was very, very challenging. It all started the morning when my wife got a seizure. And then she had to undergo a C-section because of the pressure that was still high. Waking up out of the seizure a day and a half after, 4 days because of complications, after going into the coma, heart stopped. I would definitely say that my son is a miracle from God. I must say that. Going back to how everything started in 2016, you know, it started where my wife, you know, got a seizure. She woke up out of the seizure a day and a half after. Still didn't see her son. 4 days after, she got into a coma. Heart stopped. No oxygen was going to her brain. She was transported to Guadeloupe for more, you know, because of the equipment that wasn't here in St. Martin. While being transported, again, no oxygen in the brain for 5 minutes. And for listeners hearing this, usually when oxygen is deprived from your brain for 2 minutes, you can definitely become a vegetable. You could... It's a chance that you don't walk again, you don't talk again, you don't remember anything. And my wife stayed almost 2 months in the coma. And I would say it's a miracle because when the doctors explained what really happened when my wife experienced, you know, the seizure, he explained it as the sea, a high wind just washing and hitting you to the side. And he explained that is what happened to my son in her belly. And to know that today he's going to be four, soon he's going to be four without any complication, it is a miracle.
Amazing.
Wow, that's amazing. And, you know, I wanted you to share that with the listeners to for them to understand, Anthony, what it is for you to be a father today, what it is to be where you are today, and moreover, why you do what you do as a father with so much unconditional love for your son. And moreover, Anthony, just recently you became a dad for the second time. And tell us a little bit about that. Is it another son you have?
Well, no, God blessed me with a daughter this time.
Ah.
And I'm super excited, man. I feel comfortable. But my fatherhood today is important. It's very, very important to me. I mean, seeing what God has done for my son just proves to me that my son has a work to do. He has a very, very big work to do, a very important work to do, and for God to save his life, it only proves to me that, you know, I have a responsibility because I'm his father. And if God has spared his life and, you know, allowed me to be here for him, you know, this role of parenting is very, very important to me. You know, we're gonna make mistakes as fathers. I'm gonna be honest, we're gonna make mistakes. We're not perfect. But I'm scared to make a mistake because of, you know, the importance, because of the anointing that is on my son's life, the work that God has called him to do, you know. So it's very important for me. It's a special thing. I mean, it feels good. It feels good, you know. And for fathers that have a boy, you know, it's fun, man. It's fun.
Best thing ever.
Wow. And both of you have been blessed with sons first, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yes. Trust me, I've been on my knees many nights.
It's fun, man.
Well, I'm pretty sure that doesn't take away how really happy fathers do feel who have a daughter first and then they have a son after. So I'm sure they are also happy, too.
Yeah, of course.
You know, but some guys know what they want. Some guys don't know what they want. You know, when I ask, you know, expecting parents, what would you like? Oh, I just wanted to be healthy. Okay, you don't really know what you want. I know exactly what I want.
Yeah, but for me, I was saying that, you know, all my life I prayed for a daughter. I said, God, I need a daughter first. But, you know, God said, no, I had a different plan for you.
Wow.
Well, he definitely did. So the fact is, Anthony, you have your son who's about four, and you have your daughter. How old is your daughter now, Anthony?
Well, on the 21st of this month, my daughter is going to be 2 months old.
2 months. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. My daughter was, she was born around the COVID-19. I couldn't even see her until 2 or 3 days after because, you know, of all the restrictions in the hospital. But man, I was home and I was just thanking God. I was just rejoicing. I was just overwhelmed, man.
Wow.
Got you.
And you know, as you say that, congratulations, Anthony. You know, as you say that,
I think
about this. You know, God has given you 2 children that really has some amazing work to do in this world, because your first son was born under certain circumstances, as you mentioned a while ago, and he is classed as a miracle child. And then your daughter was born during another interesting time, which is COVID-19. And even though she was born around this time with COVID-19, she still has a very important reason to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many things that could happen. You know, I mean, I remember when she was born and I went to see her, and the doctors was like, you know, you can't get in here. And I'm like, to the doctors, but doctors are in and out. You know, doctors can get infected and go into the room with my daughter and she get infected.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it was just a privilege. And it was just a blessing, man. It was the grace of God that kept them in the hospital as well for the few days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Powerful. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. And Leonardo, you are also a second-time father. So tell us a little bit about, do you also have a second son, or is it a daughter too?
It's a baby girl this time.
Wow.
It's a baby girl this time.
Look at this. Amazing.
Man,
so,
who's following whom?
Exactly. Well, obviously you came first, so.
Wow. So how old is your baby daughter, Leonardo?
I think she's 5 or 6 days. I haven't been keeping track with the days, you know.
Imagine
it's so hectic.
Wow, five or six days old. Wow, congratulations, Leonardo.
Thank you.
All the best, my brother.
Thank you.
So
you know, having a boy was, I see it. Some people take this message wrong, but, you know, I'm going to say it anyway. Having the boy was the easiest part because I already know I'm a boy. That's my one of the male species, but, you know, having a girl, I'm more. It's happiness, but happiness with more responsibility. I feel like there's no responsibility with my son because I already know everything.
Uh-huh.
I know exactly how to raise him. There's no second guessing on. Oh, what should I do here? For the girl, this is the challenge. This is the challenge.
Wow. So that's very interesting to hear you say that. So I guess the mothers then play also a very important role for the girls.
Oh, she has to.
Definitely.
Oh, she has to. She's doing an amazing job with her. You know, she has her and I have my son and we're not, it's a boy thing and it's a girl thing for right now because
the unit thing, man. Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, this is an aspect that I didn't even think about. How would they coexist?
Him
being here all the time and having both of us and now somebody else is here. You know, I've been thinking about that for a long time. How am I going to introduce her? And how is he going to be? And if he's like this, what's the next move? And, I just left it up to God. And the first day it was okay. The second day was kind of rough and I had to remind myself, okay, we have to keep attention on him while on her at the same time.
Right.
So finding that balance is, you know, it's an amazing thing. You know, going through it every day, but we're getting used to it by the day. And he's more responsive and more positive, knowing that mommy and daddy still love him.
Right.
But she's in the picture now, so it's just finding a balance.
Yes, very important, absolutely. And I'm really happy that you've mentioned that because it's so very key to have that balance, because no child should ever feel that his or her sibling is receiving more love than him or her.
Exactly. I would never want that. Because when the first time he saw her, he was cool. And then after when she was feeding on her mother, he wanted to go by his mother, but he couldn't.
Uh-huh.
when he's accustomed of always having access to mommy.
Right.
And he cried down a storm. Like it broke my heart because it's like I can imagine what he's going through. Like, yo, what's this?
Yes.
You know, so I have to pay him. So I had to take him for a walk and, you know, speak to him. He's 11 months, but he's very intelligent. I know he knows exactly what I'm saying. So it's like, yo, you're going to have to get used to this. Mommy and daddy still love you. And then she encourages him at the same time. So, I love what's going on right now.
Very good.
This is a great time.
And I'm happy you said that. I'm happy you said that, Leonardo, because out of my training, my medical training when I was back in England, and many persons may not know this, but I studied midwifery before in England. And one of the things that we always told parents, and that is when you do have a older child and you've just got a newborn baby, it's always important to involve them in whatever level you can to their level of understanding in the care. So if you're changing baby's pamper, you know, and as an older child, you can call and say, you know, like John or whatever the name is, mommy is going to feed baby, you know, can you bring the, let's say the bottle for mommy, you know, or I'm just giving an example, or mommy is going to think, can you hold this for mommy? So that they involve, because what happens is because they feel involved. It helps them to cultivate love for their brother or sister, and minimizes then that rivalry feeling and regression, because you want your child to not regress, you understand, because of the introduction of a new baby in the family. So very important. So I'm happy that you mentioned that, Leonardo.
Because I was that kid. Not that my parents didn't cultivate us together, but from the beginning I was cool alone, and when they told me that I was gonna have a brother, like I kicked the wall and I was upset. I was like, yo, we've been good, like what's this, you know? So when I saw my son act out, it's me. I can't blame him for the things that I naturally did, like as a baby. So like, and he did the same thing, so I'm like, okay, I would never want him to feel this way. So it's like, let's grab this situation quick and deal with it at once, so he doesn't have to feel this feeling ever again, you know?
Right. Absolutely.
It's just one thing, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm happy that you said that, because also I know I'm the first out of five, and I was the first. So I as far as I can remember, then when my brother came, I was thinking, okay, I have an extra here. So all the attention is not on me as the first child anymore.
I can imagine such a shift.
So I want to actually also want to go on to something very important for the listeners to know about this, as we're coming to the end of this really powerful Father's Day interview with you two really dynamic young fathers. Leonardo, you know, as we heard Anthony's story with the fact of almost losing his wife at a time which was supposed to be a joyous time of bringing their first son into the world, we thank God that she was not lost, and he has his wife, and he has his son, and he has his new, you know, baby daughter. Now, you two, you have a son, and you have a new daughter who's only a few days old, but you, as far as I know, you lost two very important persons in your life, which are your parents. Can you share with us on what has that journey been like for you, especially with the fact now that you are a father and you don't have your father today, for instance, on a Father's Day, but you are a father of your baby son. Share with us.
Well, it's obviously a tremendous void in celebratory event, you know, as being a father. It's a major void, but I'd say, you know, thank God for keeping my mind sane. Truly, it's been 3 years. It's been a rough 3 years. My mom passed 3 years ago. My dad passed last year. Yeah, so it's been difficult, but I'm just giving God privilege for keeping my mind sane through this situation. Yeah. And you know, it's like I said, without him, I don't know where I'd be. I don't know where I, like
going through a situation like that, it's sometimes you look at people walking the streets, you know, drug addicts and all of those things. You know, before I didn't really get it. Like, how could a person do this? But, you know, going through a situation like this that I'm going through, it's very easy for me to relate to those people and feel a sort of empathy toward them, because your mental is everything, and you have to guard your mental. Every day it's a journey of, you know, it's either you go left or you go right. It's either you go on the positive side or you go on the negative side. So, I mean, it's honestly an everyday struggle, but, you know, that is really, really helping me. And, you know, something interesting about that situation. He, God doesn't just give you a situation where that you haven't seen before, or he hasn't gave you that feeling of what this would feel like, because I've had many dreams of this while they were alive, you know, many dreams. So, and before my dad passed, you know, it's very interesting. Very, very interesting. I was going to do a show. I was getting ready to do a show. Mm-hmm. And before, while getting ready, you know, the Lion King was on. And the specific scene of him losing his dad came on. And I didn't watch Lion King in a long time. You know, I even forgot the narrative of the movie. Right. And the specific scene of him, of Simba losing his father, you know, came on. And that's the only scene that I have time to watch.
Uh-huh.
Before heading out to this show, and I remember feeling that feeling. It felt real. It felt so real to me. If you can understand what I'm saying. Wow. So I'd say that was God really preparing me for, you know, the inevitable.
I see.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, so every day it's a struggle, you know, holding my son. And when my son has a bad dream, because sometimes he has nightmares, he wakes up, like, screaming. And he always comes by me, and I always hold him. And I'm always reminded of when my dad used to do that for me. You know, so it's always a bittersweet time for me. You know, Mother's Day isn't the same for me. Father's Day isn't the same for me. I mean, this is going to be my first Father's Day, you know. I'm going to try to make the best out of it. But you know, I'm just every day seeking God and making sure that my mental is 100% to deal with, you know, everything that's going on, because this is a brand new situation, you know, not having your parents to ask any questions, and then seeing other parents and seeing other children with their grandparents. And, you know, it's a struggle. It's a struggle. It's a mental struggle a lot of times, you know. So that's why I encourage everybody that has their parents, don't take them for granted, man. Yeah. Even if you have a problem with your parents, like, still don't take it for granted, because they're not here forever, you know. This is a situation that I thought could never happen to me, because, you know, you're me, because I'm me,
right.
And you might be you. So it's like, you know, these situations never happen to me. They happen to this guy. It's horrible, but I can't imagine that happening to me. Like, these things are highly possible. And again, I just encourage everybody that has their parents to not take their presence for granted at all. You know, there's people suffering that wish. I wish they could see me now, you know. My dad knew that his grandson was coming. He called it. He was like, it's a boy. He said he knew it was a boy. You know, we got the sonogram and everything. And, you know, I got to share that with him, you know, taking out it. Look what it is, I tell you. You know, I just those are moments I always hold dear to my heart. But, you know, it's difficult, but you just have to be strong through it for the kids and for everybody. As a leader of the family.
Yes. You know, Leonardo, I have to say to you, and I'm sure everyone who's listening, you know, that is a situation or a journey that is definitely not an easy one, and I acknowledge that. And I have to say to you, Leonardo, I really have a lot of respect for you. My heart is with you, and
thank you,
I could only you know, I could only imagine, you're welcome, I could only imagine what it can be like. And I want to encourage you to just, as you said, continuously be conscious of where your emotions are on certain days and your thoughts. And one of the important things I would say, and this is for anyone who's listening, that if you do feel at some point in time that you are a bit stuck in the process, that journey of losing a loved one, you know, for whatever circumstances, really seek the help, seek someone that you can trust, that you can actually verbalize and share those feelings that are going on inside of you. And and moreover, I would encourage persons who have faith in God to also seek God's peace. So, you know, it's a very important thing to bear in mind, and I'm saying this to the listeners right now, that it is okay, it is fine to seek God, but also seek professional help, because Jesus in therapy is okay. And that's what I'm saying to listeners out there. And I encourage Leonardo, who is my guest here on the show, and speaking to him also too as, you know, a therapist, a counselor, I encourage him to continue to stay very conscious and real with himself and what he's feeling and those days, and you know, seek the help if the feeling is needed for that and needed, and continue to stay with God to get through this.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I'm fully with you, Leonardo, and definitely God has blessed you with a gift of a son and a daughter after your parents have departed, as you stated, that he has given you a gift. And I recognize that very much, especially for seeing that beautiful photo of you on the 2020 Love and Inspiration calendar for the month of October.
Yeah, man. I love the picture. I love it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's a cherishable moment, definitely.
Oh, yeah, so, moment in time.
Yeah, absolutely. So, gentlemen, as we close off this Father's Day wonderful interview with both of you, what is your final thought that you want to share with the listeners out there, and in particular for a father of with many years of experience, so who's older than you, and for a young father who may be feeling challenged in the times that we are in right now, and with all that is said, that hey, there, look at this, there's a drop dead father.
Deadbeat
father, so that at least one of those young fathers out there who's really trying their best, or maybe have not been really putting in the effort, you now as a young father can give them a word of advice and a word of advice and encouragement to a older father as we close off.
Well, okay.
Yes.
What I would definitely say to fathers that are out there and you're trying, I'm going to say to you, keep trying, keep going. Don't give up. You got to remember, if you give up, then you're giving up on your own child. And just look at it, there's not an option. You got to keep trying, keep seeking God. If there's something you need, if it's a job you need to provide for your children, because I know how it is at times when, you know that you have that responsibility to provide for your child, and you know, you're probably not working, you know. So I would definitely advise you to keep going, keep seeking God, you know. Never give up. Don't quit. And, you know, stay close to your child, despite of how you feel, despite of, you know, what emotional struggles you may have. Give that child the opportunity to, you know, to feel love. You know, don't let that child feel what you feel. I know it's easier said than done, but I've pushed past it, and it's worth it. You know, it's worth it. You know, stay close to that child. You can never tell that child enough how much you love them. You know, I can't count how much time I tell my son and my daughter, I love you. You know, fathers who might feel, you know, it's not okay to hug your son. Listen, you call your son and you hug your son. You know, you can kiss your son, squeeze him, you know, do it as often as possible. And I believe if you keep trying, if you keep, you know, praying and seeking God, He's definitely going to provide for you. God cannot lie. He's not a man that he should lie. And if he blessed you with that child, he already know how to provide for you. So keep going. Keep trying.
Wow. Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate that. Leonardo, your closing powerful words to young fathers and also fathers with life experience as being a father.
Okay, well, I tell them that there's no amount of achievements and success that can overshadow the experience of being a father and being a great father at that, because you have to treat the children as you would treat yourself, and the mistakes that your parents made, like, just write over that, rewrite the script, and make sure that they're 100% happy, because that's, children are a blessing, they're a gift from God. And honestly, like I said before, you know, so every situation isn't perfect, every relationship might not be perfect, but that has nothing to do with the child. Always be there for the child and make sure that the child is loved, because that is your responsibility at the end of the day.
Wow.
And be encouraged. Be encouraged. It's not an easy road. It's not an easy fight, but trust me, it's worth it. You know, I'm just 11 months in this, and I realize how important this mantle really is. You know, it's not always going to be easy. It's going to be rough. It's going to be testing, but it also teaches you a lot about yourself at the same time. And, you know, they really bring out a different and positive person out of you at the end of the day. So, you know, be encouraged and take care of what you have to take care of. God sent them. There's no mistake. Nobody is a mistake. The children are not a mistake. Relations might not be 100%, but they are not a mistake. Trust me, you'll see the fruit at the end of the road.
Mm. Wow. Thank you, Leonardo. Thank you. Thank you so much, Anthony. To both of you for being on Love and Inspiration today, Father's Day in 2020. And whenever this interview is listened to by persons who want to hear this interview once again, they would know that this really powerful interview was held or conducted actually with both you two young men as young fathers that I have a lot of respect for. And I thank you for being on the show, Love and Inspiration, both of you. Gentlemen, God bless you. Happy Father's Day to both of you.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Love and Inspiration with my two guests on the show, Father's Day, speaking to two wonderful young fathers, Leonardo Richardson from St. Martin, and he is a passionate international musician and entertainer, and he's traveled around really beautiful countries, doing really amazing work when it comes to live performances as a professional drummer. And he was on the show today sharing with you all about his experience as being a father. He's a father of a young son and just recently 5 days old baby daughter. So he has a young daughter. And you heard from Anthony, whose son is about 4 years old now, and also to his few months old baby daughter. So that's to show you a really powerful combination, both fathers, son and daughter, and on the show. And Anthony is a husband, father of two beautiful children, as I mentioned, musician also, founder of LNA Glamour Photo from the northern side of the island. He was born in the beautiful country of Guyana, and he is a professional in photography and videography, and both of them were on the show today. I want to thank them for being a love and inspiration. God bless you. Thank you for listening to the show, and keep it locked into 102.7 FM with DJ RC.
The all-new Bashani Radio app for iPhone and Android. You may be in quarantine, but you are not home alone.